Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So great to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Just to be together in one accord this morning. And I want to thank each of you for being here today. And if this is your first time here at Oasis, I ask you to just raise your hand if you will so our ushers can get a card to you. And let's give our visitors a hand of welcome this morning. Amen. Thank you for coming. So glad to have you today. And we just invite you and everybody this morning to just enter into what the Lord has for you today. I know that the Lord has a special word just for you. Amen. So just be ready to receive what he has today. Praise God. And before I hand it over to Pastor, I want to speak a word of blessing over you. So just be ready to receive the blessing that God has for you today. So I declare in the name of Jesus that you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and you are reigning in life as kings on this earth. I declare you are sanctified, consecrated, and separated from the world. I declare you are healed. Jehovah Rapha has taken sickness and disease away from the midst of you. You have a sound mind and body.
Yes.
You are energized, revitalized, transformed, renewed, restored powerhouses for God. The holy the healing power of God continually surrounds you, keeps you, and preserves your entire system. I declare you are redeemed from debt, poverty, and lack. Your household is blessed and living under an open heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let me say that again. Your household is blessed and living under an open heaven.
Yes.
The blessings of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow with it.
Amen.
I declare you are increasing more and more. Wealth and riches are in your house. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and never beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. You sow bountifully and you reap a bountiful harvest of every seed sown. I declare everything you put your hands to prospers. I command finances and all resources to come to you now without delay. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness, and the hidden riches and secret places come to you now. I declare the supernatural word of God is prevailing in every area of your life. You are an overcomer. You are victorious.
Yes.
And God always causes you to triumph in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give him a hand.
Glory to God.
This morning.
Glory to God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Pastor.
Hallelujah. Before we get into the word this morning, I just wanted to mention to you about tonight. We have our fellowship dinner tonight, and it is a Mexican fellowship dinner. So if y'all know of anyone that is Mexican or has Mexican food, we would like it tonight. No, we're all going to just enjoy a good time together tonight. And I don't know if y'all have realized it or have got the revelation of it, but the fellowships, they connect us in a deeper way. You get answers to things that you were praying about at the fellowship sometimes. Just sitting by somebody else that's going through something that you've been through or you're going through, and you can tell them. And I'm telling you, the fellowship is one of the most important things we do here. And I'm asking you, please come out to the fellowship. Please support the fellowship. Every joint has a supply. You have a supply for someone else that's at this fellowship or is coming to this fellowship tonight. Please bring your supply with you tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Pray over the word, if you will.
Okay. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father God, we just come into your presence this morning, God, thanking you for being here. And Father God, we just ask you to give us hearing ears this morning and listening hearts, Father God. Let us, Father God, just receive what you have for us this day. And we just pray, Father God, for a strong anointing on your word today. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you have a word for each and every one of us. And Father, we are here to receive what you have this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. I want to just kind of take it slow this morning. And just let's just dig into the word. The word is so good. And let's just enjoy the Word this morning. Amen. Just take our time. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7. And we're going to start out at number 7. And the title of the sermon today is Ask God. He's got the answers. Amen. Matthew 7 and 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. Everyone. He that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. We'll skip down to the latter part of verse number 11. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? Now, I'm going to go some other scriptures, and I was thinking about something this morning when we were in praise and worship. I remember Gloria Copeland talking about her and Kenneth Copeland and a bunch of their friends. They were going across the country, and they were traveling on motorcycles. And they didn't know where they would wind up, and they, you know, realized, okay, the next town is like 2 or 3 hours away, and we don't actually have reservations, but we probably need to go ahead and call, since we know that's the town we're going to be at now. We need to go ahead and call or whatever. So they called, and it was booked up, and it's going to be several more hours away, you know, further before they can find a place to rest for the night. And Gloria was saying to herself, now this is many years ago, she said, Lord, I don't understand this. You knew this. You knew where we're at. You know where we're at. And we don't have a place to stay. Where are we going to stay? But you knew about this, so I just thought for sure that you would take care of it. And he said to her, you didn't ask me. That really opened my eyes. See, we take God for granted. So many times we assume, well, He knows our situation, so He's just going to take care of it. But did we ask Him to take care of it? Have we involved Him in it? James 4 and verse number 3 in the easy to read, you don't get what you want because you don't ask God. You don't have because you do not ask. That's in the New Revised Version. God is big on asking. A lot of times we think, well, God, you really let me down. You know how bad things were. You know my situation. You know how bad I needed your help. Did you ask Him to help you? You might have been at your lowest point. In His mercy, He's reaching out. He wants to. But He wants us to just ask Him for our help, for His help. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Ask, for everyone that asketh receiveth. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom. Now, how many of y'all have ever lacked wisdom? Okay, I've got 3 up. Some of y'all have none up, and we know you're stupid. You know you need it. Glory to God, you need it. You don't even have your hand up. You that ignorant. Glory to God. Bless thee. James 1:5. Look at your neighbor and say, I sure hope he wasn't talking about you. Then look at your neighbor and say, but I didn't see your hand. So you know. If any of you lack wisdom to guide him through a decision or a circumstance, he is to ask our benevolent God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. Pastor Sharon and I were in a store the other day, and we asked him for help. At this store, we were looking for something and we didn't know about it, and we were asking for help about it, and then they said, well, we'll call somebody. And we waited and waited and waited, and nobody showed up, and we talked to somebody else, and he said, I don't know anything about it. And so he said, go to the service center. We went to the service center. We asked them about it, and they said, don't know nothing about it. I said, oh, okay. And this is, you know, I was like, okay, who would we ask then? Who in your place? So there's 3 of them. And all 3 of them said, I don't know. And then I said, does nobody in the store know who to ask? And I know that things like that don't irritate y'all. But I could feel it getting on me. You understand? I'm like, you know, we've waited a long time, and we went through three people, and nobody even knows. You know, I said, we've just got some questions about it, and we want to know. I said, just read. Okay, all righty, we'll read. I said, the reason I'm a little put off is because it's pathetic. I mean it. When it's a situation where you're asking for help, you should at least, somebody should try to help you. So me and Pastor Sharon went over back to the place, and we're looking and we're looking. We're reading, and it just ain't coming. And so I'm praying, and she's praying. I didn't know she was praying. She didn't know I was praying. I said, Holy Spirit, I need something. I need you to show me something. Because I don't know what this is. I don't know what the deal is. Show me. Because what I want to do is just walk out. I was very close to walking out. I have walked out before. Y'all have never done that. But I have. And I said, nah. I'm going to wait. Holy Spirit. And I ain't hearing nothing. I don't have any kind of direction. I asked Pastor Sharon, you got any kind of direction? I ain't got nothing. That doesn't make it any better. So we're just, this lady is right in the same area, and she asked us a question about it. And I said, I really don't know about it. And I said, I think it's going to be kind of hard for you to find out around here. I said, I don't think they know either. And I was trying to be nice, and not very, but kind of a little bit. And she started talking about it. She had one, and she started talking about it. And I said, really? And she was going to get another one. And I said, well, what about this? And we asked her a question. And then she just opened up and started telling us every question we had, she answered it. Every single question. It was like this person made this thing. I was like, oh, my God. And we walked away from there realizing God had just answered our prayer. We couldn't get physical people assistance. There's a thing here. There's a lesson here. Sometimes we look into people, and people don't know. People don't care. People could care less. But you know, and God knows. And if you ask Him, He'll give you the help you need. He'll send it to you if that's what He's got to do. You might be struggling in some area, and maybe somebody doesn't understand it or nobody understands it. There's one that understands it. There's one that understands the depth of it. Ask Him. Psalms 2 and 8, ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. I heard Jerry Savelle's daughter, Terry Savelle, talking about the scripture. She said she's sitting on a park bench in Paris, France. And she said she didn't know the direction for her life. And she said she had taken French in school. She just happens to be in Paris. But she had taken, like she had a degree in French. But she said nothing. It's not being used at all. She felt like that she just wasted her time. And she said, I just don't know what you want me to do, God. And that scripture popped in her mind. Ask of me and I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. And she said, okay, Lord. She said, that scripture popped up. She said, give me Paris. Give me France. Give me the country of France for my inheritance. And so she said, immediately, doors started opening for her to start going to churches and speaking. And she said, now she's speaking all over the whole nation of France. She's speaking everywhere in France. It just opened up to her. And she said, now she had wrote a book, and that book got published in French. And I mean, it's just one thing after another. But she asked God. John 14, 13 and 14, King James, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Now we know, we've talked about this scripture before. The most literal translation says, even if I don't have it, I'll make it for you. Even if I don't have it, I'll make it for you. John 16 and 24 says, hereunto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. When we receive our answer, our joy is full. There was a lady that she wanted her son to go to a college prep school, but it was $14,000, and she didn't have $14,000. So she was telling her friend about this situation, and her friend said, why don't you ask them if they've got a scholarship? She'd been praying about it. said, why don't you ask them if they've got a scholarship to this school? So she went to the school and she said, do y'all have scholarships? Oh yeah, you have to apply and fill out the paperwork and then we'll let you know. She applied for her son, filled out the paperwork. They got a $14,000 scholarship. He wound up in that school. Sometimes we just don't get the things because we don't ask. Psalms 37 and 4, delight yourself also in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Now I want to read this in a different version. I want to read it in the easy to read version. I've never seen this before. Enjoy serving the Lord and He will give you whatever you ask for. Now I know religious teaching and I hear a lot of religious people say, you know, the Lord will give you your needs, but He won't give you the desires of your heart. He's not going to give you your wants. He'll give you your needs. He'll meet your needs. That's a religious statement that doesn't line up with the Word of God. Because this scripture right here contradicts that. It says, delight yourself in the Lord. Now, everybody doesn't delight themselves in the Lord, so everybody doesn't qualify for the desires of their heart. But if we delight ourselves in the Lord and we put Him first, then we qualify for the other part of that scripture, which is the desires of my heart. I can ask you for the desires of my heart, and you want to give them to me. If I delight myself in you, I can tell you, here's the desires of my heart, and you will give me the desires of my heart. That's what that scripture says. So don't go tell somebody religiously, God, He'll meet your needs, but He won't do anything else. He's not going to give you what He wants. Not true. It's not biblical. He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, I want the ushers to give out paper and pens. Hallelujah. This is the test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test. If you fail the test, you will repeat the grade. And we will bring you before the entire church. No. You know I'm goofing off. They're going to give you pens and a sheet of paper. Glory to God. Okay, now while they're finishing passing these out, I know they're still doing it. Okay. I'm going to let some of y'all go early. Make a list of the desires of your heart. Now, I'm not asking you to limit the list. I'm not asking you to limit a certain number. I'm not asking you to limit, well, I can't afford that. I'm too old for that. There's no way I could possibly do that. That's not what I'm saying. I want the desires of your heart. What are your dreams? God's wanting to supply your dreams. He's wanting to give you your dreams. Make a list. Put your desires, your dreams, in writing. Ask Him. Is anybody still needing paper or anybody still needing a pen? If you need one or the other, just hold it. Hold it up. Hold your hand up. Anybody need paper or a pen? Everybody got it. Okay. Now, you might be writing. Y'all are busy writing. I like it. You're writing your dreams. Now, a lot of times you'll share your dreams with somebody else. Now let me give you a comment here. Don't share big dreams with small minds. Don't share big dreams with small minds. You can't tell everyone what the desires of your heart are because everybody can't take it. If you tell some people you're believing God for a house, some small-minded people will tell you, well, that's impossible for you. Why your dream is too expensive. How you don't qualify for your dream. Your dream is between you and God. There are a few close friends sometimes that we can share our dreams with and the desires of our heart with. But we got to be mighty close and we got to make sure the Lord is leading us to do it that way. Because even the closest of friends sometimes can't share their dreams. So you have to be very selective because there's a lot of dream killers out there. They'll rain on your parade. They'll tell you you're too old. They'll tell you you don't have the proper connections. They'll tell you how impossible your dreams are. Matthew 19:26 says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Habakkuk 2:2 in the Names of God Bible says, then Yahweh answered me, write the vision, make it clear on tablets, so that everyone can read it quickly. In the Amplified, it says, And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes by be able to read it easily and quickly. One translation, and I'm not sure which one it is, I heard it quoted, write the vision on paper. There's something about putting it on paper, writing it down, that it makes it clear. You know, you can articulate it clear when you put it on paper. If the desire of your heart is a dream job with great pay and excellent benefits, then write that down on the paper. Ask. Be as specific as you can. What hours does your dream job have? What pay does your dream job pay? What benefits does your dream job have? Does the job bring fulfillment to you? Write it down. I want a job that fulfills me. How about the people you work with? Do you want to work with hard to get along with people? Or do you want a family type atmosphere where everyone gets along easily and effortlessly and there's a great peace and no strife in your workplace? How about your boss? Are you believing for a boss that appreciates the job that you do? Write it down. Do you work weekends? You say, well, no. Write it down. If you don't mind working weekends, write it down. This is the job you're believing God for. This is your dream. Be as specific as you can. You have not because you ask not. Ask, be specific. Well, you say, well, I don't have the education for my dream. That's a limit. Don't put the limit of your education. You can get a job that's way above your education. I don't care if they say you have to have a college degree in a certain thing. God is able to make a job open for you like your desire of your heart above what you're capable of doing, and God can train you to do it. Did you put dream vacation on there? That's great. Where do you want to go? Name the place or places that you want to go. Get a brochure from those places. Put it on your fridge. You say, I could never go there. I could never afford that. That's a limitation. This is our dream list. So our dream list does not have limitations. So you're not limited by how much it may cost to go on that dream trip. Stop giving God limitations. God is big enough. God has enough money. God can make a way. We've been on 3 dream vacations ourselves. And 2 of them were given to us. Now that's a dream. Did you desire to own your own business? Write it down. Do you have a dream car? Write it down. What color is it? What make and model is it? If you're believing for a car and the make and model doesn't matter, what does matter? Is it reliable? Is that being reliable and dependable? Is that a good thing? Then write that down. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. And even if I don't have it, I'll make it for you. Age doesn't matter. You say, well, I'm too old to do that. I read about a lady in Guidepost. You may have seen it this month in Guidepost. There's a lady that's an actress, and she is 90 years old. And she just started acting in her mid-80s. She just felt like the Lord wanted her to start acting, and she started acting, and she got in several different things or whatever. And they called her. And they said, we want you to be in this movie or whatever. And she said, I'm not interested. This is a comic book movie. I'm not interested in it at all. And her grandson said, Grandma, you've got to do this. She said, I ain't doing no comic book movie. I ain't fooling with that kind of junk. She said, you know, she went about her stuff. And her grandson kept calling her, Grandma, you got to consider this. You got to pray about this. This God's wanting you to do this movie. And she's like, I don't know. And then it was... y'all might have heard of the movie. It's called Black Panther. It's one of the biggest box office hits of all time. And they asked her at 90 years old to be in Black Panther. And she turned them down the first couple of times. And the third time she said, yeah, I'll do it. And she does it. But she's 90 years old. You can't do it at 90 years old. You can't go on a dream vacation at 90 years old. You can't have a dream house at 90 years old. You can't have a dream car at 90 years old. That's a limitation. When the kind of job I've got now, I'd never be able to afford that. It's not about affording. Get that out of your vocabulary. This is a dream. This is a dream list. This is desires of your heart. Ask for a God-inspired idea. And God's got plenty of them. He can give them to you. He can give you a God-inspired idea that'll take you from zero to a millionaire in a very short period of time. I just read about somebody that went from zero to a 10 billionaire in 3 years. That's pretty good in 3 years. Ask God for opportunities. Ask God for favor. Ask God to open doors for you. Ask God for the desires of your heart and don't limit Him. Make the list. See, now, a lot of people will hear this message and they'll be hearers of the word but not doers. Hang on. Some of you are very excited and you're writing like crazy. And some of you are going like, I ain't going to write. I don't even like to write. I can't write. Write. Be a doer of the word. Watch what happens when you write it on the paper. Some of you will see things fulfilled quickly. I mean, very, very quickly. Maybe you want a promotion on your job. Write it down. Favor with your boss so that you get a raise on your job. How much of a raise? You want a 10-cent raise? Write it down. I don't think anybody wants just a 10-cent raise. Philippians 4 and 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Philippians 4 and 6 in the Amplified. Don't be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific request known to God. Write your dreams down. Ask God. Put your dreams on paper. Ask Pastor Sharon if she'd come. Y'all can. This is an open book test, so you can look at somebody else's sheet. And if you want to copy something they got, you can copy it. It'll be all right. God can give it to you, and He can give it to your neighbor too. He can give it to five people on the same row. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Now what we need to do is believe that what we've got written down is going to come to pass.
Amen.
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 Don't put it, 10 years from now, don't put a limit on it.
Right.
Just, you've written it down, you ask God for each thing that you've written down on your paper, and just watch and see what the Lord will do. Amen.
Amen.
And then all we've got to do is give God the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Because He's answered prayer. He is a good God, isn't He?
Amen.
He is an awesome God, and He wants whatever the desires of our heart are. He wants to give those things to us.
Amen.
So many people have to press through all the religious, Pastor brought out about religious thinking, about the religious teachings that we have had or heard or whatever, that God doesn't want you to have anything. He wants you to be humble. We forget what humble really is. It's not having anything does not mean you're a humble person. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we got to get that kind of thinking out of our minds and receive what God has for us.
Amen.
God is, He's an unlimited God.
Amen.
Amen. And we only limit Him with our thinking, the little box that we put Him in. So we need to step outside of that box and just let God do what He wants to do in our lives.
Amen.
And so many times we limit what God wants to do with our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it usually always goes back to our mouth, so we have to watch our words. We want our words to line up with what we want.
Amen.
Not with what we don't want, not with what we see or what we hear on the news. Well, the news is saying that the economy's bad right now. Well, we got to get that kind of talk out of our mouths if we're wanting to have something better. Amen.
Amen.
So I believe this today that God is going to do what you have asked Him to do. He says, ask Him, amen, and see if He'll not do it. So we're gonna believe that God is going to do what you have asked Him to do today.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And is Ashley here?
Yes.
Okay. Will you get Ashley somebody?
If you see a picture of something that you're believing for, get it in, either put it in a book, like a vision book that you make, or either put it on your fridge, what you're believing for.
Yes.
And as a church body, it came to me when I was studying and praying that Natasha had mentioned something a long time ago. But when we first built the new sanctuary, we had a picture that we found somewhere. And we designed that new sanctuary. We said it's going to look like this. And when the new sanctuary was finished, it looked just like that picture that we had everywhere. It had been in the bulletin. It had been everywhere. And Natasha said, you know, you need to put a blueprint or something up, something in front of us. She said this to me months ago, and I told her, I know that's correct, but I need to see how the Lord wants me to do it. And it came to me when we were studying and praying, I want to take a picture. Now, I know we can't use the new sanctuary yet legally. I know that, and I'm not going to go against the law in any way. But they didn't say we can't go back there and take a picture or two. Take a couple of Polaroids, and I'm going to blow them into posters. And we're going to put posters out here of us in that new sanctuary. That's every good. Time we walk through those doors, we're going to see the Polaroid, huge poster. This is where we're going. Yeah. This is what we see. This is, I don't care if we're in here, this is what we see. That's this right. is where we're going. Yeah. We're going to do that. So now I need all your friends and family and everybody and his brother to be here. Because when we go back there and take the picture, I don't want it sparse. I want it full as we can get it. Yes. Amen? Amen? Amen. Glory Amen. To God.
Praise God. Put the vision before you. Amen.
Amen.
And also, too, it came to me that when Pastor and I had years ago made a list of everything that we wanted in a house.
That's right.
And so we made our list, and it was a good list,
That's
too.
That's right.
Amen. And then, like, I don't know how many years later, maybe 15 years later, we decided we wanted to go to looking at houses. We felt like it was time to move. We had been in our house for 17 years. And so we went looking, not even remembering about that we had even done a list, not remembering anything about the list, not even thinking about it. But after we found the house that we loved, and it was not completely smooth sailing to get in there. But, you know, sometimes we have to just keep pressing and pressing, and we have to do our part, too. It's not just going to, everything's not going to just fall in your lap.
That's right.
So, anyway, we found this house that we loved, and we ended up getting that house. And then after some time being there, we came across our list from years ago.
Amen.
And everything that was on our list was our house.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Everything right. we asked for was it, we got.
Amen.
And so God will do it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Give God another Praise hand God. Clap. Praise God.
Praise God.